June 16, 2021. This is The Better Life. I'm your host, Timothy Lawson. Living a better life means planning a trip to Las Vegas, Nevada. Boy, I am excited. 360 Vegas Vacation 10 happening June 20th through the 23rd. I will be in Las Vegas attending a number of the events going on. Staying at the Bellagio. I got a fountain view room. Pretty excited about that. Might be the only time I ever stay at Bellagio, but booked it while the pandemic had a lot of uncertainty, and so was able to get a comped room at Bellagio with a fountain view room. The promotion that I booked with came with some free play and a food and beverage credit as well. I'm not sure even when I'll have the opportunity to really take advantage. I don't really plan on doing a whole lot of dining at Bellagio, but I suppose since I'm staying there, it shouldn't be too difficult. If anybody has any food recommendations at Bellagio, I am all ears. Tweet at me at The Better Life. Let me know what your Bellagio food recommendations are. Last week, last Thursday, Mississippi Rob and I streamed our little discussion on preparing for this trip. He gets in a day before I do and leaves a day before I do, but we will be there both be overlap for the majority of Vegas Vacation 10. We talk about pool plans, which events we're going to, what we're excited to do, what new things we're hoping to get a chance to do, and what things we are doing that we always try to make sure happens in a Vegas trip. It's all Vegas in this one, baby. Enjoy. All right. Mississippi Rob in the house.
What's up, Tim?
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good. Not too bad at all.
Good. Good. You do any bets? Any betting lately? You got any bets pending?
No, nothing as of yet. Just wait until I get out there so I can maybe follow you on a few soccer bets. And I'm really excited about getting to watch some golf out there. So that worked out really well, timing it with the U.S. Open for the trip. Yes. So
very good. Okay, let's just get to it. In 10 days, I can't believe I'm about to say this. In 10 days, Rob, I am going to go to Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hey, all right, and I've got 8 left. Let's see, I've been back for, I flew back in on Friday or Saturday? Friday. So I've been back for, 6 days, and I've got 8 days till I'm back. That's a first and a last for me. That'll never happen again. Not that I wouldn't want it to happen again, but it will never happen again. Not till I'm retired, baby.
I think I misspoke on a few episodes ago where I said I thought that G2E was the last time I'd been in Vegas. I think it was actually the summit, which would have happened December of 2019, I believe. That would have been the last time I was in Vegas. So assuming that that's correct, and that was, I believe that was in December. Yeah. It's been 18 months.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been, well, before I went last week, it was Memorial Day of 2019, the last I went. That was the first Vegas vacation I'd been to. And so it's been right at 2 years for me.
Oh, goodness, this is going to be fun. Talking about it's going to be fun. Going's going to be fun. Look at Carl Schlegel checking in from Maryland Live Poker Room. How about that?
Man, I need to invest in seat 6, table 34, the Maryland Live Poker Room. I think Carl's only like infinitely better than I'll ever be at poker.
Yeah, no kidding. Carl, can we stake you? Can we buy some of your steak? Jeff Ellen, he's about to go in 24 hours. I think we're going to miss Jeff, are you going to be there when we get there? Or are we going to miss each other? I can't remember. I know there's some people going ahead of time that we're going to end up missing. But
hey, anybody who can survive in Vegas for 8 or 9 days, that's impressive. I went for 6 nights for my 30th birthday, and dude, I mean, I was way out of money. I was way out of like everything. I was just wore down. It was tough. I think about 3 or 4 is the best I can do.
I remember, so Jeff is going to be there till Sunday. So he'd be there, when I get into town. Very good. You were just there. You were just in Vegas. Briefly give us a little summary, little cap of your trip.
Yeah, so it was a unexpected trip. We had been me and my wife were trying to. We had some volunteers with the grandparents to watch the kids for a bit, and we were planning to go to Denver, but a cold front was coming through, and so I was like, well, I know a pretty warm place this time of year that we could, I could probably get us a pretty good deal.
Of course, you do.
We may have to leave some extra money there on the tables or something else, but I may know a place, and so I couldn't believe she actually said yes, and so we went, and she does enjoy it there. She's just not a gambler, and right. So I told her, I said, well, I'll go. And I said, there's so many things that I love to do there. And I said, I would actually enjoy going and not worrying about gambling because I know I'm going to come back in a couple of weeks. So it worked out perfect. And so hopefully, I can maybe make it a regular thing with her maybe once a year or something like that to go. But we had a great time. We stayed at Delano, enjoyed the pool there at Mandalay for most of the trip. We stayed our last night at Caesars. That was the first time we'd ever stayed there and loved it. We stayed in that Octavius Tower, which is like on the other end, but again, didn't matter because we weren't gambling much. And then we got to go spend one day down at Circa, which that was, it was perfection. And now I feel like I've got like a, I basically had a dry run for now. I know when we go, in a week that I know exactly where I want to be, when I want to be. There will be zero wasted time.
Good.
None. I may not even sleep. I don't know yet. I'm undecided on that.
Well, now that you were like part of the forward team that did all the intel that we need to, I'm going to lean on you a little bit to make sure we do do Circa right.
Yeah, it's just like all the trips I go on with my wife, whatever else. I just put everything out there. I don't care what anybody else wants to do. We could do things together, do things separate, but hey, we've got a million options on the table.
So you are getting there ahead of me. So when do you get into Vegas?
Yeah, so I actually get in late on the Friday night before. I think my flight lands at like 8 or 9, something like that. So I'm getting there late that night and staying at Bally's just for one night because I had a good offer. And then and then on Saturday I'm headed downtown to Circa.
Okay. What are your what are your Saturday plans?
Let's see. On Saturday I'm going to be a little flexible in the morning because I saw Euro Cup starts early. So I've got, as a part of my planning and my spreadsheets that my wife loves so much, I put it all out there. I don't stick to it always, but I give myself a baseline. And so I've got all the sporting events. You got the U.S. Opens on starting around noon or so. It's based in California this year. And so it's on the West Coast time zone. So I think it's going to be starting at like 11 or 12 and going through the evening. And then Euro Cup's early morning. I think there's like three games that day. So I may try and catch some of that. I've got a spa visit. That's one of my things that I typically always do when I go to Vegas, just because I don't ever do it here. And my kids have worn me down.
Okay.
I always find somewhere. I'm not going to go and spend like, $300 on a spa and all that kind of crazy fancy stuff. But I'll find one for a reasonable deal and go get a massage. Pretty much, that's one thing me and my wife do pretty much every vacation. I don't know who got the other hooked on it, whatever, but that's just something we do every time we go. So I got that Saturday morning. And then I'll start after that, I think, is when I start easing my way downtown. So
I get at least one massage every month. It is really? It is a bit of luxury that I award myself every month for a number of reasons. But I don't know if I'll have time. As I was looking through the agenda, I was like, man, this is kind of a tight schedule. Like, I don't know if I have a lot of time for like something luxurious like that, or 3-4 hours where I can like step up. Because I was thinking, I was contemplating Cabana at Bellagio. I was contemplating a spa visit or something. I was like, I don't know if I'm gonna be able to. So Sunday you'll be at Circa. I get in midday, flying out of DC, landing in LA at LAS. I am renting a car for a couple of reasons, primarily to help with the logistics on Monday, but also to give myself some mobility throughout the week. You're going to be at Circa when I get there, and pretty much depending on when my room is ready, if it was anything like Bellagio, or not Bilal. If it's anything like Beauvoir and Biloxi, I might be able to get my room early enough to just check right in. It's Vegas. That might not happen, especially just after a long weekend. So I'm anticipating getting my car and going straight downtown to meet you and either change in your room or change in my the car, like switching to some board shorts whatever. And then hit stadium.
Yeah, whatever you got to do. Hey, it won't be long. I'll be all depending on how early I get up that morning. I may be well on the road to having a good time at the pool by that point, because there could be some coffee and video poker and who knows what else that morning. Well, a little bit of coffee to ease in the day, but after that, it's going to be go time getting ready for all the soccer matches and golf.
Yep. U.S. Open going on, group stage for Euro Cup 2020 will be going on. Plenty. And then of course, there'll be baseball, basketball playoffs, NBA playoffs will still be going on.
I think there might be an NBA game that afternoon, too. I haven't been keeping up that much, but a week or so ago, I Googled it just to see what the playoff schedule was. But I think there might be one that afternoon.
Cool. Jeff Ellen saying he'll be at Circa around that time as well. So I mean that's where you're gonna find me and Mississippi Rob. We're gonna be at Stadium Swim, hanging out, sweating, literally sweating, and also sweating our sports plays for the day.
Yeah. I'll either be in the pool with a massive Adam Bauer travel fanboy style hat, or I'll be covered up in towels trying to hide from the sun. Because that's one warning about that pool. It was built for us. It was not meant for like women who like to enjoy hiding in the shade and all that kind of stuff. My wife, she asked me like three different times, where is the shade at? I'm like, you can't have shade when you have this massive screen up there. Like, right. You can't get in anybody's view. It's just like a football stadium. You know, you can't bring on umbrellas or anything else. You just, all that matters, you just got to sit out there in that 110 degree heat and burn. But you got to do what you got to do.
Tim Kenny said the forecast is going to be about 108 on the 20th. So
that sounds perfect.
I'm going to have to pour a bunch of sunblock into a tub and then just bathe in it for a day. Like, I have to marinate myself in.
Yeah. Hey, I'm telling you, just covering up with like with two or three towels like it's a blanket is not a bad idea. You're going to sweat no matter what. So, but at least that way you're assured that if you're not in the water, I'd suggest that. I had to hide as much as I could. We stayed out there for about 3 or 4 hours that afternoon we were there, and it was toasty. I think it was about 105 or 108, something like that, and it was serious.
Yeah. On the 20th, this is when Vegas Vacation 10 starts. 5 p.m. there's a Patreon pregame. I won't be there. And then there is at 6 p.m. there's a meet and greet at Vegas Vicky. 360 Mark mentioned on the last podcast that that location is subject to change based on size of crowd and how busy it is when it's there. So I'll be there. I think you intend on being there as well.
Yep, I'll be there.
Wherever it is, that's where I'll be. Sunday night's pretty much a lock on me being at all these spots. Group gaming at Circa / Golden Gate. And then there's karaoke at 9 p.m. at Caspian Neonopolis. This is where I will probably have an Irish goodbye. I will probably go see a couple people sing, but we have an early morning on Monday, and depending on how hot the craft tables are at Golden Gate and Circa, by the time karaoke comes around, I mean, I might not even actually make it to karaoke, depending, because group gaming starts at 7, karaoke's at 9. I mean, 2 hours. Yeah. Unless the tables are super cold, I may still be gambling by then.
Yeah, that's one where my spreadsheet can't factor that in. We're just gonna have to see how the night goes. Because I might be. I do know one thing: I won't be getting much sleep that night. That's for sure. But I do not know where I'll be eating dinner or hanging out with them. It probably depends on how many drinks we've had and how much money's still in my wallet. So.
What else is on your spreadsheet for Sunday?
Sunday is pretty much open. I that's the one day where I did not put much of anything. I'm going to plan on, having some coffee, some maybe a little brunch or something before you get there, just to make sure I've got some food in my stomach. And then other than that, it's pool and then see everybody that night, and wherever it goes, it goes. I am going to try. I know we were talking about this a little bit before, but I think I'm going to try and do a little bit of like my, balancing my play between places and stuff, I think I'm going to try my hardest to avoid, maybe do some low rolling stuff elsewhere downtown Saturday evening so that I can put everything into, you know, Golden Gate and Circa and whatever on Sunday, you know, Sunday evening and such. So I think I'll try and lean that way. But then again, who knows?
Okay. So on Monday, the first thing on the 360 Vegas agenda is at 12 p.m. at Banger Brewing. I'm a coin flip for this event. I'll be honest. I'm a coin flip for this because you, me, Chris Moore, and a handful of other fellas are gonna go golfing first thing in the morning on Monday. Chris was like, "Hey, we're getting a group of people to go golfing." I was like, "I suck at golfing, but sure." And he's like, "Yeah, great. We have a 7:50 tee time." And I was like, "What?"
I thought the same thing because me and him we've been talking about this for forever now. I mean, I think since the last time we went to Vegas vacation, we're like, we've got to golf next time because both of us were kind of trying to get back into the game the last year or two. And I'm still not very good. But that's one thing I've still yet to do in all my Vegas trips is I've never golfed out there. And so we planned this, but he was trying to figure out timing and stuff. And he suggested that. I was like, ooh, that's early. But then he's like, yeah, but you want to be out there, you know, 1-2 o'clock in that scorching heat with no break from it. And I was like, yeah, you're right. I'll try and get me, you know, somewhere between 2 and 4 hours of sleep and we'll just roll.
So the reason why I'm calling my night early on Sunday is one, because I am driving the next morning and I should probably be both sober and just awake enough to drive
around. To get directions when we get to the clubhouse. Hey, I've got these guys out here, but right. Can you tell us where to go?
Two, it's the only night and morning that I can really control out of this. I know that Monday night and Tuesday morning and probably Tuesday night and Wednesday morning are going to be a little more traditional Vegas, if you will. I'm looking forward to golfing. Part of the reason why I agreed, even with the early tee time, is I know that I would never, like you, golfing in Vegas, it sounds like something you should do in Vegas. And I know that I don't golf enough to bring myself out there on my own. So if someone else didn't like, hey, you should come with us, I don't know if I would ever go. So I agreed to this. I'm looking for. I'm actually kind of hoping that the rest of you are like either hungover or too tired to where like I don't, it's not as obvious how much I like. Oh, damn it! Love. I was like, oh, I'm also hungover, fellas. I don't know, but you know, I'm just gonna play like I'm hurt as bad as you are. But
yeah. I don't think you have too much to worry about. I just hope to break 100 out there. Every once in a while, I'll pull off a shot, but it's been so bad. I don't expect much out of myself, but yeah, I'm just excited to see. I've never played a course like that, like the desert courses out there where, you know, you've got the pristine fairway and even the rough, and then it just goes off into, you know, mountains and desert and everything else. And so that's one thing I'm actually hoping to be able to do, you know, in every future trip is be able to bring my clubs out there and play at least a round or two. So.
Bogan said the ball really flies in Vegas, hot air, hot dry air, and 3,500 feet of elevation. Well, good, because I needed as much help as I could get the ball close to the hole.
I'm glad he told me that, because that will be a small factor if I can even hit it straight. We'll see. But
if I can find my ball after I've hit it, success. I'm on the right. Like that is my bar of success. I have shot a round of nine with my cousin before, and it was sort of like a period of instruction, right? He was like giving me but we were going through really quickly. I don't even remember how long do we anticipate this taking? I don't know how long 18 holes of golf takes.
Yeah, so if I'm playing with just my buddies here with like a foursome, I would say 18 holes with a cart is typically like 4 hours, give or take a little bit. Like if it's your local course and it's just maybe two of you or everybody plays super fast, you might get done in like three and a half. And if it's a shorter course, but out there, I'm expecting it to be, and we've got, you know, two different tee times with our group, but I'm expecting it to probably be 4.5 to 5 hours with us, because we're going to be searching for some balls and we're not going to be the probably fastest group. We could try, but then again, we probably aren't going to be like you know, taking 30 minutes on each green either. You know, I don't see any of us like, you know, taking, you know, 5 minutes to line up a putt. I'm probably just going to go hit it because my odds are slim. I just hope to make the 3 and 4 footers. Everything else, I just two putt. So I'd say probably somewhere between 4 and 5 hours is pretty sure. But now I tell you one thing I didn't mention is this isn't certain yet, but I think since I've got some free time Saturday afternoon, I was trying to decide whether I wanted to watch golf or play golf. And so I think I'm going to try and go play this little par 3 course they've got out there. It's kind of close to downtown. I think it's called Angel Park, but I found a tee time online. It's only like $20 for a little, it's like a 12 hole par 3 course. So I figured that'd be a nice little warm up, at least with some irons and stuff. If I feel like it, we'll see.
Okay. So people are saying you say 4 hours. Tim Kennedy says 5 hours. So it sounds like if our tee times close to 8, that, you know, noon at the earliest kind of sounds like
that would probably be extreme perfection. Or if we like just all decide to give up by like the 14th or 15th hole. I mean, it'd probably have to go extremely bad for that, but I'd probably, you know, if it got bad enough, I'd just keep riding. You know, I'd love to be a good caddy. You know, I might need to work for tips if I lose too much money Sunday night. You know, if I do a good enough job carrying those clubs around for you and you making good suggestions.
Very good. Well, then I think it's safe to say then that we will not be at Binger Brewing at 12 p.m. on Monday. And then the next event's at 4 p.m. 360 Vegas Cocktails. That's sold out. I did not have tickets to that particular event. So then the next thing on Monday is at 6. So the first thing that we'll be at then, I think, is 6 p.m. 360 Vegas family meet and greet at Central Bar at Luxor. Las Vegas Gal will be there. Vital Vegas, Tipping the Odds, the Guest List podcast, and then the Better Life is also on the family list. So I appreciate 360 for including me. I'm looking forward to this. This is going to be the first time that I think we see a lot of people. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people will be at the meet and greet the night before, but depending on when people get in and out, I imagine this will be like the first full crowd that we see at 360 Vegas Vacation. So the meet and greets at 6 p.m. and group gaming at Luxor at 7 p.m. Looking forward to this because I've never really played at Luxor. I've walked through it. I think I have a chip because I like randomly played blackjack real quick and then I bounced, but I've never really like truly played at Luxor.
Yeah, I played in a poker tournament there, a couple poker tournaments the very first time I went to Vegas because my father-in-law was staying at Mandalay Bay, so we walked over. And then this past trip, I did a little video poker run and proceeded to click the max bet button and lost $20 in, I think, two tries. So that was an accident. But so I have gambled there a week ago. But not for long.
Very well. And then that's it. So that's Monday is pretty chill. So here's when we get back, one of the things that I have to do, Mississippi Rob, is I don't know if you saw, but I won a felt from.
Oh yeah, Wazza. I saw some guys had all the luck. Not me, but I'm happy for you.
I couldn't believe it. I was like, yeah, I'll put my name in this, whatever. And then I got that email. I was like, seriously? And then I was the first one to respond, so I got my first preference, I got my single zero roulette.
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty neat. And that's pretty unique because you're not going to find too many of those, I wouldn't think.
I don't know if I'm going to get a home. I don't know if I can check a rolled up felt, but I'll give it a shot.
That's a good question.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm. But I'll find a way to get a home, I suppose. So I need to be at Plaza sometime or I need to be at Plaza around 2. So there's our cutoff time. I need to leave a golf course enough time to get to the Plaza by 2.
Yeah, we can handle that.
And then I think with that in mind, I think you and I are just going to hang out circa and watch some sports between getting back from golf and heading down to the Luxor. Yep. I think is probably the plan.
Yeah, that sounds perfect to me. Whether we're at the pool or at the sports book, don't really matter either way to me. But yeah, I think I've got a late checkout that day, so we can just kind of relax there and then ease our way over. Because I'm going over to Delano to stay that Monday night, so I may just hitch a ride with you to wherever and then catch an Uber. So,
okay, very good. That's Monday. What happens between golf and and the Luxor still kind of TBD, but I think the plan is for us to be at Circa. So if anybody's around, come hang out with us at Circa. We will be the crazy ones yelling at the soccer match that probably no one else is watching.
Yes,
it's international tournament. There's going to be people watching.
I'm going to be really sad if there's not at least a few guys there. I tell you this. I told you we were messaging the other day, and I told you I just started watching your show, Ted Lasso. Hey, I was. It's hilarious, and I was looking hard last night for the, I don't remember his name, but the Football Is Life guy. I love that guy. Looking for his jersey, like a T-shirt or jersey or something online, but I couldn't find one too quickly. I may have to still track one down because that I love that show so far.
Yeah, it's wonderful. Season 2 coming at the end of July. Okay, Tuesday. I am looking, so at 8 a.m. there's a 360 exercise experience with Raising Vegas. I know that people enjoy these. After an early morning on Monday, I'm not doing another early morning on Tuesday. I am sleeping in. And then at 10 a.m. they have 360 Vegas Indulgence at Canyon Ranch Spa. I've considered this. I think I've only been to Vegas Vacation once, but the other time I also considered it. I don't know if I'm going to, I'm torn if I want to take advantage of this as an opportunity to like get a spa experience, or if I'll take advantage of the fact that that's the only thing going on at the time, and then I'll just get a massage at Bellagio, right? Like I'll use that as an opportunity to get a spa experience at Bellagio where I'm staying for the, so I'm not sure there, but, Tuesday morning is probably going to be a sleep in, as long as who sleeps in Vegas truly? I mean, I wake up and I'm like, why? Like, I wake up and I'm like, no, I want to sleep. My body's like, no, you're on East Coast time and it's in Vegas. Get up and go do something. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think I slept past, I might have slept till 7 o'clock one day, but there's a lot of days where I wake up at six, you know, with the time change, it's tough.
Yeah, Tim Kennedy sending the wife to the indulgence. Like Rob and I said, we like a nice little spa treatment. We like it. Yeah. what's that? Okay? 12 p.m. 360 Vegas Vegas cocktails. I was really, so they opened this up for a second round because for the demand. I actually got a ticket for it. You're leaving on Tuesday, right?
I'm leaving very early Tuesday morning. So I got, I can only stay away from the kids and work for so long. So yeah, I'm headed back out Tuesday morning early. So
early.
Yeah, like freaking, I don't know, 6 o'clock. I'm trying to get back in time to be able to see my kids that evening and stuff. So I got a direct flight back to Atlanta, which is good. But it's still, you know, the time change, you lose freaking 3 hours. So it's going to be, you know, I think I leave at six and get back here at like one or two, something like that. Yeah. So.
Okay. Well, I promise to not feed you too many walk me downs on Monday night, but no promise. Well,
I'm about to say that's not a good promise. We're going to roll. I'm just going to sleep it off the next morning.
Word. So I will be at, I don't know if anybody else in the chat is going to be at the 360 Vegas cocktail event on Tuesday, the 12 p.m. event. I will be at that one. 2 p.m. Broadway Burger at New York, New York. I'm looking forward to that. Always looking forward to a nice burger. And then 4 p.m., probably the thing I'm looking forward to the most as when it comes to the 360 Vegas vacation agenda. At 4 p.m., Cigars at Whiskey Down at MGM Grand. I am really looking forward to this. Probably one of my favorite experiences that I've ever had in Las Vegas was at Vegas Vacation 8, was it, or 7? Whichever one I was at. I went to the whiskey tasting, and then after the whiskey tasting, and it was in a Cosmo suite. And then after we did the tasting, we went on the balcony and had cigars. Probably one of my favorite, like one of the coolest things I've ever done in Las Vegas. I don't smoke cigars often, maybe a couple a year. I haven't had one in a very long time, and I'm looking forward to having one in Vegas. Now I'm a little, this may not happen because of the heat, but since we'll be in we'll be inside and air conditioning, maybe I'll do this. But a family member who recently was in Afghanistan got me a smoking jacket made in Afghanistan. So I have a cool, like cool looking smoking jacket, and I've been looking forward to like wearing it for the first time at this event. I probably will just because I have to show them like, look, yeah. I had a proper cigar in Vegas with the smoking jacket on. So,
You pretty much got to do that. If, I mean, when you got it, you got to bring it with you.
Yeah. And then 6 p.m. group gaming at Park MGM, New York, Excalibur. I don't know which one of those casinos I prefer out of those three. I don't know if I've played at all at Park MGM since it's been Park MGM. I don't know if I've cared enough for New York to say that that's where I'll be. And I don't think I've gambled at all in Excalibur, except for maybe like the one bubble craps I did just to say that I gambled there so I could get my chip and leave. So I'll be around for group gaming for sure. I'll tweet out which casino I'm at because I can't, there's no way to tell where I think I'm going to be at. And if anybody's ever gambled with me at one of these group gatherings, I am definitely like, once I find my spot, that's usually where I stay kind of regardless of where the group goes. Right. So
yeah. Once you get going.
Yeah. So like Vegas Vacation, the Summit, Gamblepalooza, like, once group gaming kind of begins, once I find my spot, that's just where I am. And I'll catch up with the group later if they end up leaving. But okay. Bogan Painter saying Park MGM, no question. Good. Well, then I will initially plan on being a Park MGM. I mean, of course, we all remember Monte Carlo, but like I have a special place in my heart for Monte Carlo because I stayed there a handful of times when I was younger. It would be the, like, I didn't know how to like hustle for comp rooms or anything like that. Then I was going on Expedia and finding like the cheapest room I could.
Yeah.
And oftentimes Monte Carlo was one of the cheaper spots to stay on the strip. So it's weird to be in there. So New York too crowded. I agree. That's one of the reasons why I've never really gambled there. Like I'm never comfortable.
When I was walking down the strip last week, I mean, that's exactly what it felt like there was, is, you know, Excalibur is what it is. New York felt a little more crowded, more folks around. And then when I got to Park MGM, we walked in through that Italy area and walked in. It was like, it's like a ghost town. But it was nice. You know, I mean, again, everybody kind of got, some folks have criticisms of it or whatever, but I mean, it's a nice place. Just nothing real special about it, you know, but I mean, it gets the job done.
So a recap on the Vegas Vacation events that I will be at for anybody who is looking forward to bumping fish, shaking hands. I'm a hugger too. You want to come in for a hug? You just let me know. We'll do that. I will be at the 6 p.m. meet and greet on Sunday at Vegas Vicky at Circa. I will participate in group gaming at Circa and Golden Gate, and I will hang around until I've exhausted my fun, exhausted my budget, or until it feels like more people are at karaoke than group gaming. I will call it an early-ish night. I say early, like I'm not, look, trust me, it's still Vegas. I will be out probably later than I want to be. But I'm hoping to get, 5 or 6 hours of sleep versus the 2 to 4 that I think a lot of you are going to get that night.
Yeah.
On Monday, I will be at the family meet and greet at Centra Bar at the Luxor, and then group gaming at Luxor afterwards. That's kind of it. Golfing in the morning, hanging out at Circa for with you for watching sports. That's it. For the events, I'll be at the meet and greet and the group gaming. And then on Tuesday, I will be at the 360 Vegas Cocktails event at 12 p.m. I will be at Broadway Burger for lunch at 2, Whiskey Down at 4, and then group gaming from 6 beyond. And that will probably also be a night where, to be honest, I can see myself on Tuesday deciding to go back to Bellagio and start to play there on Tuesday night. What time that happens, I don't know. It'll really depend on where everybody is, where the group is, what's happening. But I do want to, what's really nice about this, Rob, that I'm looking forward to, I'm really trying to focus and play MGM properties, and we're doing a lot of stuff at MGM properties.
Yeah, that kind of worked out good for me too, just with my hotel stays, because I got the one night on the tail end just to be kind of close to the hangout there at Luxor. And so, but yeah, I mean, that'll be my one play day there. So, and I've got a little free play to swing around too. So that'll be work out pretty good.
Cool.
And I tell you what, that's one thing I've come around on in the last couple of trips I've been out there, like the Caesars properties, they definitely get the job done and I have no issues with them, but man, a few of those MGM properties are just so nice. I mean, just so nice. And to pay a little bit more or whatever else you got to do, it's worth it sometimes.
And then if I, correct me if I'm wrong, but if anybody's looking forward to, meeting the legend, Mississippi Rob, he will also be at the meet and greets and, group gaming on Sunday night, the family meet and greet and group gaming on Monday night, but then he takes off early Tuesday. So Sunday night and Monday night are your opportunities to hang out with Mississippi Rob and hear that accent in person.
I talk really slow. But yeah, and I'll be downtown starting on Saturday night, and actually I think I may be going downtown Friday night too to meet Chris for dinner, I think, so we'll see how that works out. So but yeah, I'll be around if anybody catches me. I'm sure I'll have Twitter pulled up. So
so I have a yes, so my hope, my intention is to show up with a cash budget and just let that be my gambling budget. Since this is very much a social event, and one that I won't have a whole lot of time to myself to play, I probably won't have any real opportunity to like put in like real focused play on my own, right? At like a higher limit than maybe other people want to play at and stuff like that, you know? So, I'll probably have a modest budget. I sent you a couple questions. Every Vegas trip, right? You think about doing the stuff, like there's always the new things you want to try, and there's always the things that you always want to make sure you get an opportunity to do. So out of everything you have planned, maybe you have some things on your spreadsheet there that we haven't touched on. But like, what's something you plan on doing that you've never done in Vegas yet?
The golf is the first thing. I've been planning on that for a while now, and this is the first opportunity to get to bring my clubs out there and do that. So, I mean, that's number one for me. And the other thing, which I've been, I mean, aggravating my wife, anybody who wants to talk about Vegas about for what, 3 years now, is just Circa. Just getting to stay there. I know I got to go visit it the other day, but I want to be able to go there, stay up as late as I want, take a 5-minute walk back to the room, wake up the next morning, do it all freaking over again. So that's the two biggest things on my list, you know, is the new experiences, getting to enjoy every stitch of Circa that I can and get out there and, you know, get a little outdoors action too on the golf course.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to golf. I'm looking forward to Circa. Excuse me. I'm looking forward to Whiskey Down. I've spent a little bit of time in MGM, some of my earlier Vegas trips, but otherwise have never really been back. I think I walked through there once with the wife when we were there one time, but didn't really like it. MGM just really, I don't know. There's nothing about it that like brings me there. Yeah. So, I'm looking forward to handle Whiskey Down for, with a cigar. I haven't done that yet. What about the routine things? What's something that you do that you try to get done every Vegas trip that you got on the agenda this time around?
The one that is a repeat every single time is the pool for me. And it's nice getting to check out a different one kind of each time and kind of compare the different ones. I've stayed at least in the last few years, I've gotten to see, Mirage, the Link, Caesar's Palace now, Mandalay Bay, Circa, and just kind of seeing what each one has to offer and the different vibe at each one, whether you want to, you know, relax, you know, kind of party, drink up a little bit more, watch sports, whatever you want to do. And so that one way or the other, I'm going out to the pool and, you know, at least spending half a day there. And so I'm excited for that. And this time, you know, being able to bet sports while I'm doing it, it just doesn't get better. It can't. Well, I mean, I guess if I miraculously won, and so that's why I'm going to try very, very, very hard to just bet what you bet. I'll let you bet it first. Then I'll just follow you up. I don't want to make any decisions on that because I'll just lose.
Tim Kennedy says he's never been to the Mom Museum. You got to go. It's a great experience. It's really cool, especially if you're going to hang out downtown. especially if you're going to hang out downtown. It's a cool thing to do, especially to like fill time, especially if you're someone who doesn't gamble. It's a really cool thing to see. You know, one thing that I forgot to mention this in the things that I'm looking forward to that I haven't done yet. A few years ago, I was able to get a National Women's Soccer League bet down at South Point. Chris Andrews came through and made that happen for me. This year, I'm hoping to get a USL bet down. And I'm I Since it's readily available on just about every operator I see, DraftKings often has the line, stuff like that. I'm confident at the very least I can get Circa to get a line for me so I can make a USL bet.
Yeah, I've forgotten that you said that. So, yeah, that would be neat. I'm sure they'll do it. That reminds me, though, of a couple things. One is that, not to jinx it, but Mississippi State's playing a Super Regional this weekend. So if we win two out of those three games, the World Series, I think, starts that Saturday. So it would be pretty neat if I could at least watch one game of Mississippi State play out there, because, like, the schedule gets real funny with the World Series and stuff, like, depending on winner's bracket, loser's bracket. But if they make that, that'll be fun, and hopefully I'll get a chance. Because when I was out there before, I didn't get to bet it, but Circa put up some odds for the World Series on that. So hopefully I'll get to go out there. And then the other thing I thought about is I didn't get a chance to track him down. I got to meet Mike Palm while I was out there from VSIN Circa and everything. And a super nice, polite, just as nice as could be, you know, after listening to him so much. But somebody who I've, you know, interacted with on Twitter a little bit is Jeff or Jeffrey Benson. You know, sure. He's with the sports book at Circa. I've got to figure out a way, especially since I'm going to be staying there for a couple nights. Hopefully he'll be around and I'll have to, you know, at least shake his hand and tell him I appreciate everything he does.
Yeah. Bogan knows his local USL club, Charleston Battery. Damn right. I think Charleston is still undervalued in the market. So got plenty of bets to be making them still. I'm looking for the one thing that I try to do every Vegas trip. Ever since I was introduced to it, I try to make sure it always happens, and that's craps at Golden Gate. That's the one thing that whether or not I can make it to the pool, whether or not I can make it to the spa, whether or not I can make it to some of my favorite things, and not to sound too cheesy, but I love it. I can't wait to see the fountains again, especially after 18 months of not being in Vegas. I cannot wait to watch the fountains.
Yep. Yeah. There's just a few of those views that, yeah, it's nice whenever the first chance you get to see them, whether it's on the plane, walking down the strip, whatever that first chance is, it's like that first cab, you know, getting in the cab or the Uber off the airplane. I'm like a freaking kid in a candy store every time, you know, just trying to look out and get the views and everything else.
You know, Mark Duvall and I we discussed Vegas vacation this week. That episode just got put in the feed. And in the beginning of Vegas vacation, when Chevy Chase is like looking out the window with just his mouth agape, just looking like, I was like, that is me every Vegas trip. I'm just like, I cannot get enough of the strip when I, yeah.
Like, you know, I watched that movie for the first time like a week ago. I said something about it on Twitter, and a few people were pretty pretty stunned. I never got around to watch it. Didn't have anybody to watch it with, but now at least I have a few references now. But yeah.
Now, this is something I'm looking forward to. I'm not trying to get my hopes up because I know how rooms in casino hotels can work sometimes, but I technically have a Fountain View room at Bellagio. Now, I don't know if that means I can clearly see the fountains or if I'm lucky to see some mist fly by my window.
Yeah.
But I am very much looking forward to enjoy my room at Bellagio. There is one more. Well, there's another talking point I wanted to talk. Just what are you looking forward to the most? We've created this entire agenda. We've talked about new things, routine things. But, like, what's the thing that, like you have a highlighted, maybe it's a different color on your spreadsheet where you're like, I cannot wait for that.
So this is part – for this trip specifically, this is the reason I do so much planning. And so that I – of course, I've got a few staples that I've got to get done, or that, you know, I wouldn't waste a trip to Vegas and not do those things. But the thing I'm most excited for is just seeing all of our friends, you know, that I haven't seen in so long, or meeting some new folks. And so that's why I was trying to – organize things, and that's why I'm kind of going a little bit ahead of time to knock out a few other things to make sure I clear up my schedule to where I can just hang out with folks and whatever, you know, whatever gambling, whatever we get to do during that time is great, but just being able to clear out my schedule to where we can hang out and see folks we hadn't seen in way too freaking long, you know.
I'm looking forward to like everything involving Circa. I'm looking forward to just because of the anticipation, and then the cigar at especially because that cigar is going to come probably at what's going to end up being a long week, and so like a few days of like Vegas is be like, I'm going to be exhausted, I'm probably going to be drunk again at that point, right? You know, like day three of being Vegas intoxicated. wearing my cool new smoking jacket, enjoying a cigar. It's going to be a lot of fun. And then I guess my other question, I think I know that, I think we can all sort of read between the lines and get the answer to this, but is there a property that you're looking, hoping to either establish or grow a relationship with through your play?
Yeah, I mean, obviously for me, it's Circa. I've always just done low limits with them, everything else. And I've managed it, planned it and managed it enough to where I'm going to try and go a little bigger than I normally do and just see. Now, I don't have a lot of expectations because I know that's a higher end resort and everything. And so I'll just be interested if I could throw out my play one day and see if if I can get a discounted offer or something like that to come back. And then I'll still have my staple as it's been for probably the last year or so of like the M-Life properties, and I won't be, you know, messing that up or anything, but Circa is the main one I'm focused on there.
Yeah, same. I don't have a relationship downtown. I've only been down there a couple times and I've kind of spread my play around. You know, I did that one week at Plaza, and it just didn't really quite work out because I was busy with G2E and stuff, so I didn't really get to like really build that relationship. So I'd like to, you know, get more into the Stevens properties. Group gaming that one night will help. Us hanging out there on Monday hopefully will help. Even if it's not like huge, I'm okay with those plays not being too focused. Even if it just sort of establishes me as a player there. And then just getting as much play into the MGM ecosystem as I can, because I'm now, you know, Biloxi, I prefer to go to Beau Rivage. MGM National Harbor is just down the road. I'm hoping for a reason to go to MGM Springfield. There's a lot of reasons why I want to for MGM play. Tim Kennedy wants to get a royal on video poker this trip. You and me both, man.
We're definitely going to throw some dice together. There's no doubt about that. But we may just have to fill up that whole freaking mega bar. That's what we might have to try and do at some point there Sunday night or whatever. So just load everybody down and fill it up until somebody hits a freaking royal flush. You just gotta keep throwing money in it and in it over and over again until somebody hits.
Because
I don't know how else to do it. I've tried rubbing it. I've tried talking to it. I've tried a lot of different things. None of it worked.
I have done some things in my life, Rob. I have seen a lot of countries. I've won an Emmy. I've defeated cancer. I have never once gotten a royal flush in video poker. Just drives me nuts.
Well, I am glad to say I can't have any worse luck than I have when I went a week ago. I didn't play a whole lot, but I mean, I probably got 4 or 5 hours of video poker in, and I hit 1 4-of-a-kind. One. So the bad luck has to be worn out by this point. So hopefully there's only good left for me.
So here's where my dilemma comes in. I don't have the budget for video poker because I often play $1 jacks or better.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
And now that I've played because MGM National Harbor, that's the best game there. And so that's what I play. So I'm now scared. Like, I can't bring myself to playing 25 cents.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because if I get the royal, I'm going to be like, I got it on the quarter game. And so like I can.
You're trapped. I feel you. Cause I think it was about a year ago that I hit like a couple 4-of-a-kinds, some bigger hands on playing, just got lucky going up to dollars. Usually I play quarters and sometimes 50 cents, but a dollar is pushing it for me. And I hit something big there. Well, then I was hard forcing myself back down to it. So yeah, I understand that. Now I will say they had some decent pay tables at Circa, the one overlooking the sports book and at the mega bar there. So much better than I expected, at least. So they have some decent options there between quarters and 50 cents, I think, but we'll see.
All right. Is there anything on your spreadsheet that didn't get mentioned? I know you have a okay, good.
Not that I could think of. Now I think that's pretty much my whole itinerary. I'm not real hard on any like restaurants or anything like that. And also, this is like one of the first. This is the first time I've ever gone to Vegas like by myself, like without my wife or without my buddies, you know, for a bachelor party or whatever else. I've never gone like by myself flying out there. So it's kind of weird being able to just plan a trip and, you know, I don't have to tell anybody else or do whatever, you know. I just mix and match with wherever feel like going. So, but no, I think that's everything. I'm gonna try and be as flexible as I can be, just depending on what everybody else, you know, is doing and what kind of chances we get to gamble, you know?
Yes. Well, whether it's a royal poker, whether it's a royal flush in the video poker machine or a heater at the craps table or a big win, in our sports bets, I hope something comes to fruition and we can leave with more money than we came with.
Yeah, I'll take a few hard eights if you got those in your system, you know.
I don't know if I have some. I definitely have the routine from hard eight. I can bring that out.
We'll,
you know?
We'll take that. We'll take that.
Yeah, I'm thinking. So I have a you know the part of that crap scene when he holds up the 44 and he leans over. He's like 44. I want to get that silhouette on a t-shirt. Like, just a silhouette of like Philip Seymour Hoffman with that crazy hair, him holding up the dice with the 44. Yeah.
Well, I can tell you I'm already disappointed because I can tell you got a haircut since Biloxi. So that it's already out that you're going to bleach your hair blonde and go long, you know, get ready for that night. But
that's true.
That's okay. If you give me a little hard eight impersonation there, that'll get the job done, I guess.
Good. Well, Rob, I am 10 days until Vegas. You are 8 days until
eight
Vegas.
Days.
So we are both very close to saying next week we will be there. Good luck with, I don't know if you get any Euro action in before then. I obviously will.
Oh yeah. I'll probably be following yours until I get there, and then I'm going to hit it pretty hard after that.
Yeah. All right, everybody. Thank you for listening. Rob, thank you so much for your time, man. Can't wait to see you in Vegas.
Yep. Can't wait. See you then.
Always love talking to Mississippi Rob. Glad he could make it on the show, and I'm looking forward to seeing him in Vegas. So next week's show is very much to be determined. I am hoping to do so I get back on Wednesday evening, which gives me about 48 hours to try to turn around some sort of like recap episode, because I don't want to wait until the next week to release a recap episode. So I'm going to try to get one put together and released before the weekend next week, but there's no telling which day that'll actually drop and who may or may not join me. So that'll, you know, it'll come out when it comes out, but be kind to me if it doesn't come out until very late on Friday. But I'm looking forward to doing that. Hopefully we can stream something, maybe show some video clips from when we're in there. We'll see what we can muster together. Patreon.com/TheBetterLife is where you can support the show with a monthly pledge. Thank you for everybody who supports me over there. I do daily Patreon shorts, just, you know, basic gambling, 102 type stuff. This week talking about roulette. And we don't give roulette, I think, enough credits in this community, largely because we've been soured by the triple zero that's plaguing the strip and other casinos. But this week, I made a bit of a case for roulette. Good morning. It is Monday, June 14. I am less than a week away from flying off to wonderful Las Vegas, Nevada. And this week, I'm going to talk to you about a game that I think gets mixed reviews in our circles, but one that I have a little bit of an affinity for because of fun experiences that I've had. And I'm going to talk about roulette. And today I'm going to make a case for roulette, and it's a little strange for me to make a case for a game that I don't otherwise really advocate for on the Better Life, or, you know, it's not like the Don't Pass, where I'm definitely known as a don't player, or Surrender, where I I almost refuse to sit down if Surrender's not offered, betting soccer, which is my passion. But I do want to make a case for roulette because I have a special place in my heart for the game. I played roulette a lot when I lived in Lima, Peru, because it was very cheap to play at that table. I think it was still a double zero table, but it was very cheap to play at the table, so it almost didn't matter. But one, because there's a few things that I think we should consider about roulette before we pass judgment on whether or not we want to play this game. Now, of course, roulette has really soured us in that casinos are Now, casinos have really soured our view on roulette as they've introduced triple zero. Double zero is a pretty bad game at 5.5%. But the one argument that I'll make on double zero against is, yes, the 5.5% or what it the I don't know the exact, but it's about 5.5%. I mean, a lot of people make worse plays than that on the craps table, and we consider, you know, and we don't really shake a finger too much of them. We're just like, hey, that's how you like to play. Well, if you want to, you know, so roulette as it, you know, the double zero, there's really no way getting around the 5.5%. So that's the one knock it has, right? Every bet has that, that edge, for the house. But if you can find a single zero roulette and bring that down to about 2.5%, or even better, find a European roulette table or a roulette table with European rules, you can bring that down closer to about 1.5%. So my case roulette is one, if you it's not a very fun game by yourself. But to be fair, I think that case can be made for several games in the casino. But it is a fun game when you have someone else who enjoys playing roulette. Now, something we don't really talk about much when it comes to roulette, because we're so busy complaining about how Triple Zero is poking its head all around Vegas and in other casinos. The anticipation for a ball roll on roulette, I think, is akin to the anticipation of a craps roll. Now, it's not quite as momentous, because in craps you can have a lot of bets going, you can have a lot more bets going on. There's a buildup from roll to roll that I don't think is there in roulette. Roulette, even if you're on a hot streak, roulette really does feel like isolated rolls each time. But the anticipation of a ball being rolled around the table, around a wheel, I should say, bouncing around and settling into a pocket, I think is akin to the anticipation of a dice roll. I think that roulette has the social component that we often look for in games that we enjoy. I think that the ability to play several different ways at a table is akin to craps as well. I think at blackjack you have the bet and you have the side bet, and in all the card games, right, you have the bet and you have the side bet. Roulette has a number of bets. I'll get into the amount of bets you can make at a roulette table later this week, but there are a lot of different ways you can bet on a roulette table. I say this with a big asterisk, this case for roulette. My case for roulette does come down to a single zero table, especially one that has European rules. Now, I'm sure plenty of you are rolling your eyes, like, yes, Tim, we know, we've heard you say this. But I think because we dismiss roulette so quickly as bettors who, if you're not into roulette, we dismiss it really quickly because it has this tainted view of being this bad game. But I think that we don't consider it when it is a good game or when it's a decent game. And a couple of the rules in European roulette, for those of you who are scratching your head, like, what are those again? There's two rules. I guess there's one in that's standard in European roulette, and there's another rule that's considered French roulette, but I know some European tables put it into play. One of them is called en prison, which translates to in prison. It is, if you have an even money bet, black, red, even, odd, high, low, and the zero hits, your bet is then considered in prison, and you your bet stays there to the next. So it's like a push. That's essentially what it is. It's a push, and you get to re-roll. You get to roll again on the next roll. Then there's what's called la portage, and I think maybe I believe in the past I may have mixed these two, and I apologize for that. But la portage is, you get half of that bet back, right? So la portage means to share in French. And so similar to a surrender, if you have one of those even money bets or you have an outside bet and that zero hits, you get half of that bet back. Now, I think there's even some tables that'll give you the option where you can take half of it back, or you can almost surrender. Or you can, and I don't know why you wouldn't just let your bet ride. I don't know why the option's there. But yeah, those two rules, make the game a much more tolerable game to play at just over 1% house edge. And considering the anticipation of a ball roll, the social element of being able to, being at a roulette table, and if you want to get even deeper into or if you want to get more nuanced into the benefits of maybe being at a roulette tables are often at the corner of pits, right? Like, and so I think that there's a decent amount of traffic. I have found it very easy to find when I'm at a roulette table to get drink service because you're usually at the end of a pit, at the corner of a pit, however you want to say it, and there's a lot of traffic of the cocktail waitress walking by, and so getting that. It's easy to be on a roll, not on a roll. It's easy to really fluctuate how much money you can really diversify your bets and spread it around a table. I think that roulette is poo-pooed a little too much because of how Triple Zero has made us feel. But the opportunity to play single zero, especially one that has European rules, I think is one that should be considered and talked about more often, and something that I'd like to do if a handful of you are ever interested and we are near a table with such rules. Okay, that's my case for roulette. We're going to talk more about the game coming up this week. I hope to see some of you in Las Vegas in less than a week. By the way, for those of you that listened to my episode with Mark Duvall talking about Vegas vacation and honeymoon in Vegas, if you go to thebetterlife.us/betterviewing, all one word, B-E-T-T-O-R, viewing, you can submit a movie or TV show for us to take a look at and include on an upcoming episode. If you do it soon, we can actually use it on the next episode coming up in about 3.5 weeks. So if you have something to submit there, go ahead and head over there and fill out the form so we can take a look. Okay, I'll see you all later this week. Bye-bye. Monday through Friday, Patreon shorts, somewhere between 5 and 10 minutes long. Hope everybody's enjoying those. They're fun to put together. It's nice to sort of dissect some of these games and casino gaming and sort of put in little shorter episodes. It's a fun little exercise for myself as well. July 2nd, 5:30 p.m. Eastern time. I will be doing it looks like it's going to shape out to be about a 2.5 to 3 hour streaming event, and this is a birthday celebration / brand growth / charity support event. Last week I mentioned that the Arlington Food Assistance Center was going to be a charity that's going to be getting the donations. The Las Vegas Rescue Mission has also been added to that, and they're both getting the same amount. So whatever the total is that I am donating, that will go to both. That total amount will go to both the Las Vegas Rescue Mission and the Arlington Food Assistance Center, which is a local charity here for me. $1 for every new follower on my social medias, and $2 for every person who watches the stream on Friday, the July 2nd, I should say. At The Better Life on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Twitch, follow me there. Also, if you're into the soccer stuff, I am trying to put my more higher volume soccer stuff out on an outlet called Football Betting Is Life. The Twitter handle for that is Football Is Life, FOTBOL Bet Is Life, and I will be counting followers there as well. So that's how you can support the Better Life brand. Have fun with me celebrating my 36th year of life, and do a little good, giving back to a couple organizations that are doing good work. So far we got Eric Rosenthal, Scott Stratton, Mark Duvall from You Can Bet on That, Vinny Chenz from 7 Out is a maybe. I don't know if that's a maybe. Let me make sure I have nothing else better going on, or if that's a maybe because he's very busy with his brand new baby. But he'll be joining Vito, is likely to join. Michael Traeger should be joining us as well. So who did I miss? Did I miss anybody? I don't think I missed anybody. I think that's forgive me if I've if I've asked you for your time and I totally forgot to mention you here. Forgive me. But that's the lineup. I will have an agenda soon on who's sort of going when. It'll be about 20 minutes per person. So, you know, we'll quickly transition. So if there's one person you want to watch, you know, it'll be just a little bit of your time to come enjoy them. So that's what's happening July 2nd. I hope everybody circles it on your calendar. I know it's the weekend of July 4th. People may be traveling, especially with COVID restrictions being lifted at a lot of places. But if you're on the road, pull up YouTube, pull up Twitch, give us a watch, and enjoy some what'll it undoubtedly be some fun conversation. All right, that'll do it. That'll do it for this week's episode. Next week, going to do a recap on Vegas Vacation. So another episode pretty dedicated to Las Vegas. Hope to be doing some vlogging maybe. Like I'm a new vlogger. It's weird to even say vlog for since I haven't done anything yet. But hoping to document my time in Vegas via vlog. And then, of course, follow me on all the socials for sort of real-time updates on where I am and what I'm doing. All right, hope to see all y'all in Vegas. Until then, on behalf of Mississippi Rob, I am Timothy Lawson. Good night and good luck.